Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti. Good morning, Karen. Let's talk first about the medical groups that are suing Health and Human Services Secretary Kennedy. And this is about vaccine policy, isn't it? What are the allegations here?
Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics has a history of suing the federal government on issues relating to children's health, whether it's cigarettes or other regulations and medicines and things like that. And so this is a group of medical organizations who are saying that the recommendations that the Health and Human Services is making are not based on facts, and they're not based upon professional recommendations. And there is a way to sue, and it's basically like a class action suit saying, hey, we represent the children of America, and there are certain ways that you need to make these sorts of recommendations, and you have to follow rules and use experts. And if you don't do that, we can sue you, and we can get you to change your recommendations. And that's exactly what they're doing.
So is this the only power they have to change the policy, file a lawsuit?
This is a pretty powerful way to do it because they're very well respected, and it's not just this organization but several other organizations that are made up of only people who know what they're talking about, only people who are doctors and people who are PhDs. So I think this is going to be very powerful. Again, though, the government has a lot of authority to make recommendations and to make policies, and so this is where it's going to clash. Did this organization follow the rules in changing the recommendations about COVID vaccines, about whether pregnant women should get certain vaccines, should we be getting measles vaccinations, which we've had for decades. But I think, I like these lawsuits. I think these actually require the government to say, yes, we went through certain procedures, and if they didn't, then we may overturn them.
Also in the news, again, the Jeffrey Epstein case, Attorney General Pam Bondi explaining yesterday that when she said the client list is sitting on my desk right now to review, she was just referring to the file in response to that particular question. But where are we in this case, and is there anything new, really?
No, and nothing about this case makes any sense, and no wonder there are conspiracy theories and websites and podcasts devoted to it, because every time we think we're going to get an answer to some question, there's a reversal in what the truth, quote unquote, is. So again, are there lists? Are there files? Are they being covered up? We don't know. I think it's going to be a while, Bob, before lawsuits get filed and maybe people die and these files get opened up. But there, if your listeners are interested, there is a Rolling Stone article that talks about Epstein perhaps being even involved in the CIA. Hmm. And as strange and outlandish as that sounds, it makes a lot of sense, because that might be one of the reasons he was protected from all of these bad activities that he was certainly engaged in over the decades. So, it's going to be a long one. And by the way, I have a guest on my show this Sunday who represented several of the victims, and she's got some inside information, and we're going to be talking about that on my show.
Is there any chance we'll ever really know the truth here?
I think it's going to be a while. I think it's going to be sort of like all of those conspiracy theories when it comes to Kennedy's assassination and those types of things. I think people are going to have to die. People are going to have to, time is going to have to go by. There are going to be lawyers coming in there and bringing lawsuits. And I think eventually we're going to see what really happened with this guy.
Hard to disprove a conspiracy theory, and that's why they continue. And finally, a lot of talk about a message a lot of folks got from the Social Security Administration, and I know you have been looking into this. This is about Donald Trump's mega bill and tax breaks for Social Security recipients. Or are they really tax breaks? What is the truth here?
Well, what's interesting, Bob, is that the Social Security Administration came out and said that this is going to really save money for all seniors or most seniors. And I have consulted with several accountants, and it's just not true. So you hardly ever see the Social Security Administration say something that is not true. But the truth of the matter is that there are some breaks, but they're very minor and they're very focused on certain seniors. And it's hard for me to explain this in a very short period of time. But basically, the first $6,000 of your income is not going to be taxed, but only if you make a certain amount of money. If you make over $75,000 a year, that doesn't apply. If you take your Social Security before the age of 65, it doesn't apply. So you really need to examine who this applies to and exactly what it applies to. You're not going to be getting checks. It's not a bonus check. It's not even money off the top. It's you take away a certain amount of income from the taxable income for purposes of filing your returns. And there's a couple places your listeners can go. Taxfoundation.org, and there's a Kiplinger, KIPLINGER.com, that'll kind of help you. It'll explain it and maybe give you a tool to calculate what your savings might be.
We'll get this conversation posted a little later at WGNRadio.com so you can listen to that information again. And you can hear more from Karen Sunday afternoon, 3 until 5 here at WGN. Thank you, Karen. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, Bob.